Good evening, everyone. Good evening. It's Friday, July 26, 2019. We made it to the end of the work week, but is it the end of the work week? We'll get back to that in a little bit. Alrighty, so it's Friday, and you know what that means. That's right. Ripped from the Forbes.com website, the emails, the newsletters, the podcast, the magazine. Yes, they still make a magazine, an actual paper magazine. You know what? I need to bring one in one time. So just to show you that they actually still do it. So we're talking about Forbes. And it's Forbes Friday, so it's where I tap into something out of the Forbes plethora of information. The cornucopia of information, there we go, the cornucopia of information as we start heading into the holiday season, because you know, once August is over, we slip slide right into it. And I know August hasn't started, but it will by this time next week. It'll be August. This is the last Friday in July. So how about them apples, huh? That's right, it'll be time to harvest apples and make hot apple cider, mulled apple cider, and all that good stuff. So yeah, it's a slippery slope. Once we clear 4th of July, Independence Day, the 4th day of July, or as the our friends across the pond like to say, the Rebel Day, and is that what they call us? I don't know. They called us rebels at one point. So yes, kudos to us. Yay, America. Remember what we did on Christmas Eve back in the day. So we'll do it again. Darn rebels. Okay, well, moving on. So today, kind of sticking with the theme we picked up late in the week or midweek, and it's all about patience. And again, so two things stuck out in today's Forbes content. And one deals with venture funding. Venture funding for drone companies is soaring up to over $350 million committed in the first half of 2019. $350 million to fly the drones, to do things with drones. I got to get a piece of this action. I got a drone. It means I can do something. Because again, I'm a thoughtful guy. I think about things. I'm looking for the next great thing, but I'm not going to jump into it. Well, like I said, you got to be patient. But might be something to think about. And folks, if you're in that drone industry or you're getting ready to make that leap, this might just be the time to jump in. Snapchat, up 50% increase in quarterly sales. Up a 50% increase in quarterly sales. Hey, Netflix, can you do better? That's right, you can't, you didn't, and we know that. So, what does that say? Well, at one point, Snapchat was on its way out. People were already predicting this is the end of Snapchat. This is it. Personally, I have Snapchat. I just don't see the global reach of it. Unless you're buying ads, unless you're doing something in the paid side of things, then yes, there's a global reach. But on a one-to-one basis, you really truly have to work to win that connection. And then once you win that connection, you have to keep winning it every single time you put content out. So it can be done. Don't get me wrong. It can be done. It's just a little difficult for these small mom and pop operations, the single startup, those small ones that are just trying to get things going and trying to ramp things up. I get it. I understand it. But on the other hand, once you're established and once you got your foot in the door, you have no choice but to be on Snapchat to create that one-on-one feeling, that one-on-one interaction, you and me talking to each other one-on-one through that Snapchat. And that's really what Snapchat is. It's more personal, a little bit more personal than say, well, this medium or YouTube or Facebook or any medium, Vimeo, you know what I'm talking about. And so that being the case, however, you've got to take your time. You've got to be patient. And just to get to that point that, well, you qualify, you're able to deliver. And at that point, then yes, things make sense and they're going to continue to make sense. But in the beginning, you've got to have that patience. Same thing with the drone companies. At first, everybody was like, oh, we don't want drones. They're an invasion of our privacy. What next? You know, now we're expecting them to be delivering pizzas here in the backyard. We set up the little green H pad, and off it goes. That's going to be the only requirement. It's going to be image recognition, GPS, and image tied in together. And that's where your pizza is going to be found in less than 30 minutes. So something to think about. It's coming. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. But again, this was a long time coming. So again, it's all about proof of concept of patience, and patience being the virtue. Look at this. And the drone companies, $350 million in venture capital funding. that's some serious change. That's nothing to knock around. It's nothing to beat up. That's something that says, hey, wait, you've stood the test of time. You've proven yourself constantly over and over and over again. Now what are you going to do for us, drone industry? And here they are. So is this going to change things? It's going to continue to change things. Like I said, pizza delivery in your backyard. What else can be delivered? Medicines can be delivered. I've got this concept in disaster relief that I'm working on, and it's part of disaster relief. But I see it viably happening. I'm not going to go into too much detail, but I see it happening. I see that it's essential. It's critical, especially in situations, say in like what happened in Houston, the flooding, and what happened in New Orleans, the flooding, the aftermath of the storms. Obviously, a drone cannot fly in stormy weather. Obviously, a drone cannot do that. But again, what about after the storm? What about after the storm? How are those things being addressed? Sure, everybody likes to see the videos, but what is the other side of that? So folks, that's what I'm saying, is patience, time, work the project, work the solution, work the problem, find the solution, and then continue to hone that solution. And of course, that takes time. You can't just sit there overnight and say, oh, here's what I'm going to do, and this is it, and it's done. Because then somebody else will come along and just totally debunk it, rip it to pieces, because again, the logic may have been sound at that moment, but as time has moved on, it's illogical, it's irrelevant, it's a moot point. And then what have you got? You got to start again by staying working it and constantly working it and keeping on top of things. Then obviously you can make it. So that's the case in this venture company funding of drone companies, because it's basically validating what they're doing and that drones are here to stay. Now with Snapchat, again, it's just another app. I get that. But a company that can do 50% increase in quarterly sales. That's somebody to look at. That's somebody to pay attention to. That's somebody who, again, has done their work, stuck to it. The naysayer said, oh, it's going to fail. It's not going to happen. It's just going to lose. It's terrible. Why invest? Boom. They've got 50% increase in quarterly sales. And where are the naysayers now? That's right. They're biting their tongue, or they're keeping their mouth shut, or they're saying, oh, it's not going to last. Well, you know what? That's what naysayers do. And we've talked about that. So let them enjoy their moment, or let them ponder the future. But personally, I see that if this is an indication of what's coming down the line, I say the quarterly sales increase of 50% is no laughing matter. It's nothing to shrug off, because somebody did have to work long, hard, and deliver a product, a sound product, and a timely product, and a relevant product that people want and continue to use, and people are still dumping money into this, then by all means, something to look at. So keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on it. So again, today's theme was all about patience is a virtue. It's what I talked about before. And again, I'll continue talking about it, because again, sometimes we need to just be patient, let the work do the work, let it speak for itself, and let the naysayers shut their pie hole. Because again, if they've got nothing to contribute, then you know that's on them. If they're not doing something, then obviously they're going to deflect their attention or their lack of ability onto somebody else who's doing it and making it happen. And when that happens, it's like, well, you know, they're going to X themselves out. They're going to make themselves irrelevant. They're going to get pushed to the side, and people are going to forget that. Because again, oh, well, that's all they just do. They're like that little mosquito that flies around near your ear and it just buzzes and you try to flash it away. Remember like the fly the other day? Well, got that fly. So that being said, patience is a virtue. And you know what else is we need to do that is virtuous? Work. Work. So we are working on the weekend, baby. Now let's get back to work. I will talk to you on Monday. Sports and Leadership. I'm Dave Guerra. This has been Forbes Friday. Let's have a chat. Have a great weekend. Be safe out there. I'll talk to you soon.